the Vox Markets Podcast.
Good morning. It's Thursday, the 11th of May, 2023, and here are the top five most read RNSs on the Vox Markets platform this morning. At five, it's PetroTal Corp. Q1 2023 financial and operating results. And they say the selected highlights are achieved quarterly sales of 12,618 barrels of oil per day, up 21% from the fourth quarter of 2022. Delivered monthly record sales in March 2023 with over 660,000 barrels of oil sold through Brazil and to the Iquitos refinery. Fully repaid the remaining $80 million in corporate bonds in the first quarter of 2023, paving the way for significant dividend and share buyback program to commence in the second quarter of 2023. At four, SDI Group trading update. And they say, we expect revenues to be approximately £69 million. This is up from £49.7 million for 2022. And they say, we're also pleased with the contribution from acquired businesses. They are LTE Scientific, Fraser Anti-Static Techniques, and a full year's contribution from both Scientific Vacuum Systems and Safelad Systems. They say adjusted profit before tax is expected to be in the region of £11.8 million, same for last year, in line with current market expectations. At three, Ilika, and they announces it has made a number of first customer shipments of stacked Stereax M300 batteries from its UK manufacturing facility, and they say these shipments are the first of a series of planned deliveries of Stereax M300 batteries to customers including CubeWorks, the developer of millimeter-scale smart sensing solutions for IoT, and Lara Health, a leading developer of wearable intraoral biosensors for salivary diagnostics. At two, ITV, Q1 trading update. Total external revenue down 7% at £776 million. That's down from 834. Total ITV Studios revenue, including the benefit of foreign exchange, was flat at £457 million, with a phasing of deliveries in 2023 expected to be weighted to the second half. Digital advertising revenue was up 30% to £87 million compared to the same period in 2022. ITVX, the free ad-funded streaming service, continued to perform strongly. Total digital revenues were up 29% and total streaming hours were up 49% in Q1. And at one, most read RNS comes from Rolls-Royce AGM statement and trading update, and they say our financial performance is in line with our expectations at the time of the full year results on the 23rd of February. Our underlying operating profit guidance is from £800 million to £1 billion and free cash flow guidance of £600 million to £800 million in 2023 is unchanged. And they say we anticipate our free cash flow generation will be seasonally weighted in the second half of the year, as previously indicated. To read more from any of these RNSs, visit voxmarkets.co.uk.
The Vox Markets Podcast.